Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Hannah Berner from Giggly Squad. Have you ever put on a bra that makes you feel like a goddess? Prepare to be obsessed with the Dream Angels Wicked Bra from Victoria's Secret, the iconic brand behind the world's most comfortable bras. And I only wear the most comfortable bras. The bestseller features an innovative sling for perfect lift without padding, and the fit is chef's kiss. Awaken your inner goddess with new colors and super femme lace embroidery. Find out why this bra has thousands of five-star reviews and counting. Shop it in stores and online at victoriassecret.com.
Howdy, howdy, ho, and welcome to Fantasy Fan Fellas. I'm Hayden, producer of the Fantasy Fangirls podcast and your resident lover of all things Sanderson.
And I'm Steven, your bookish internet goofball, but you can call me the Smash Daddy.
And we are currently deep diving Brandon Sanderson's fantasy epic, Mistborn. But here's the catch. Steven here has not read Mistborn before.
That's right, hey. So each week, you'll get my unfiltered, raw reactions to every single chapter.
And along the way, we'll do character deep dives, magic explainers, and Steven will even try to guess what's next. Spoiler alert, he'll be wrong.
Newsflash, I'm never wrong. Episodes come out every Wednesday, and you can find Fantasy Fan Fellas wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Psych Legal Pop podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about popular culture through the lens of an attorney and a therapist. I'm Brooke Brigham. I'm the attorney.
And I'm Tess Brigham. I'm the therapist.
And today we are talking about the season finale of Seeking Sister Wife. This is season 6, episode 11, Defenders of the Universe.
And I really felt like this could have been a 10-episode season. Like they really could have tightened a lot of this up.
Absolutely.
Every time I thought, okay, that's the end for the Johnsons. No, oh shit, they're back. Okay, that's the end
know.
Of
what,
every
what
time the Davises, the end of the Davises. Oh no, they're back. Oh wait, that's the end. Like each time I thought, can we just get back to the Merrifields? Like, what is happening there now?
Well, the Merrifields have been in the news. We talked about this, I think, the day that it came out on our bonus episode. Mm-hmm. And we can talk more about it when we get to them. Should we end with them since they're...
Yes, we're going to end with them. But do you want to...
story?
Yeah, we'll start... If you want to start, though, with what's going on in the news.
Oh, well, okay. So I think by now everybody knows that Garrick was arrested for domestic violence, specifically for... I forget the exact term. I don't have my notes from last week, but it's basically, this is a tactic that is used in domestic violence where mm-hmm. you prevent the person who's being abused, the other person prevents them from using the phone mm-hmm. To call for help, to call the police. Mm-hmm. And so that's what he was charged with, and that he did that to Lorena. Mm-hmm. And he bailed out. There was a protective order in place. We don't know if, you know, obviously they can't live together mm-hmm. until this is resolved or the protective order is lifted or whatever. So we don't know who's living where. So apparently she was trying to call her family and he took her phone. And then she wanted to call the police also. And he threatened to call ICE.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a dick.
And then he deactivated the Wi-Fi to further prevent her from, mm-hmm. you know, being able to contact anybody. And, she, you know, she doesn't know anything about the law in this country. She has no family here in this country. Mm-hmm. She's completely dependent on these people. She has a brand new baby.
Yes.
And also she cannot be, even though she hasn't, you know, gotten her, I don't know what her status is in terms of immigration or whatever, mm-hmm. but there's actually laws in place to protect people who are victims of domestic violence from being deported.
Mm.
You know, like for things, because this must happen a lot, I guess, because they're so vulnerable.
Yeah, very vulnerable.
You know,
especially with everything that's going on now to threaten ICE. I mean,
yeah, because that's a real thing. And
yeah.
And then apparently Danielle and Garrick scrubbed her from their social media.
Wow. Oh, Danielle too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what side she's on.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So
I thought by the end of this, she was maybe moving to another side, but apparently not.
No. So yeah, they were married in October of 2024. The baby was born in July of 2025. So I guess the baby is now... August, September, October. So like maybe almost 5 months, 4 or 5 months. So yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, and if this is just probably the tip of the iceberg, this is just what he got caught, you know, got caught for. I don't know how she actually got to the, call the police or what happened, if she maybe, we don't know. We don't know. Like, it's just terrible. This is just awful. And, you know, as if this man wasn't awful enough. Yeah. And we'll talk about like what he did on this week's episode. He's just sick.
Yeah. Yes.
So
he is.
That's
all right.
That's
and I'm latest. Sick of him using God as a shield for his own wants and desires. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Well, where do you want to start? So, pretty much everyone else is sort of a wrap up, really.
Yeah.
And so the Johnsons.
Yeah. Yeah. Angelica and Shanae meet for dinner, and Angelica has the class to, you know, order them two glasses of Cabernet.
Yeah, because she knows what Shanae drinks. That's the first thing I clocked was like, oh, she knows what Shanae drinks.
Yeah. And they say this is just a week after, I feel like so much has happened, but this is just a week after Shanae and Matt broke up.
Mm.
So I guess she's...
Well, I wonder if going and talking to her family was something that happened before Shanae and Matt broke up. That's what I'm wondering. And they just story-wise put it there, so it made more sense.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and so... Angelica's really nervous that Shanae won't forgive her. And Shanae, it shows up and she is very hurt and angry, and mostly because she's upset that Angelica met with that other woman.
I'm so confused about the rules of this, because it seems like that Shanae revealed to them that she had been seeing someone and seeing this person for a while. So is the rule that they always have to tell you if they're going to meet other people? I mean, I'm not quite sure why Shanae is... I understand why Shanae is hurt, but I don't understand how... Why aren't they sort of also...
Right.
You know, and they were hurt and annoyed when they heard about that, but it's sort of like, oh, well, Shanae can do that. So...
Yeah, that is very strange.
I just don't understand this relationship and this situation at all.
No, it doesn't make sense. It's a double standard. And I have no idea. Maybe we missed something. But Angelica says, well, I was just there to make sure that nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what do you mean? He had already, when she met her, Matt had already gone out on a date with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think already messed
around. No, had he? I thought they were just talking. Were you talking on the phone, or had they? Maybe.
I'm not sure.
I do feel for Angelica, because I think she was put in a very weird position. And the other thing that she's not saying is, she's not saying the producers really strong-armed us and said, you need to kind of go meet someone else. I really feel like this other woman was to kind of move the story along or to create more content. I don't think Matt was that serious about this woman.
No.
And so I don't know, but it is very strange, but Shanae forgave her.
Yeah. Angelica sincerely apologized. you know, you could see the pain in her face. And yeah, so Shania accepted that. And, you know, she says that Angelica means the world to her. They have a very rare connection. And basically, Shanae says she doesn't care about Matt. She's done. She says to Angelica, but you and I, we're you and I.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God. This has to be more than a friendship. I don't know. Yeah. It's like hard to tell what's going on here.
Yep.
So
it is, because Shanae's like, well, I'm diving into this new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, you know, but as long as we're still quote unquote friends, that seems to be all they want.
Yeah, she's going to continue her friendship. And then she starts getting very complimentary. This is so confusing. She says she put 3 years into the relationship because they're Matthew and Angelica and it just fits. And it's like, well, then why are you breaking up? If it was fitting, it all just fit for 3 years. But you were saying that it was not fitting because Matt wasn't spending enough time with you and wasn't making an effort. She kept saying, I've been asking you for this for 3 years, you know, for you to spend more time and make more effort to see her. And
I got the sense that what she meant by fit was like, we all fit together, and that if our lives look different and we all lived a lot closer, that maybe this would have worked. That we did, that there's chemistry, like we like each other, there's chemistry here, there's something here, but the distance made it really hard. And I think it was also the lack of, I really think it was just Matt being so passive and not being, I think she kind of just got to a point where I'm like, she's like, I don't want to keep traveling over to wherever you guys live. I'm sick of, you know.
Right.
I think it was more that. So.
Yeah. And then this was weird. They toast with their wine glasses and they're joking about how, you know, they used to toast to communal dick.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. And that they were going to have to come up with a new toast now.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, that was your toast?
I guess so.
Unless I really misunderstood something.
I thought they said community, like communal family, community. No, that's where I went.
I heard communal dick. Okay. If I'm wrong, someone please tell me. I did not have the, you know, closed captioning on, so I don't. But that's what I heard. And they were laughing about it too. Like, so that.
Yeah. Okay. Then that makes a lot more sense. You know, saying community isn't very funny. So yeah, maybe. But, and then at the end of that, I thought, okay, we'll see you later, Johnsons. Nice knowing you. And then it's like, oh, fuck no. Matt. We have to see Matt.
Got to go back to their house. And they have these two little kids who are just jumping all over the furniture. And I was fixated on this glass coffee table that was, you know, they're jumping from furniture to furniture. And there's this glass coffee table there. And I'm like, that's not really a good idea with little kids to have a glass coffee table.
Yeah, it's true. But,
yeah. Angelica says it's not a failure. Matt, it was a mistake. Matt kept his guard up until it was too late.
And 3 years?
I know, 3 years.
That's a long time to keep your guard up. I could see if this was a year and she kind of really, or 6 months. Okay, 3 years?
Yeah. Well, I guess because Angelica and Shanae were such good friends that they just kind of kept going with it and kept trying. And finally, like you said, she was like, I can't be, you know, traveling, you know, and doing all this just for some dick, you know,
it's for fucking Matt.
Yeah. Matt, it's just so boring. I don't know. Maybe he's different, like off camera.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Yeah. But and I guess, you know, they're going to keep seeking, I guess. And then we get this at the very end. We should do this now, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's do the recap.
And yeah, basically Angelica is continuing to work on a relationship with her family. Mm-hmm. And this is one thing they keep saying, that mom is not approving of the polygamy lifestyle. But I got the sense with mom, it's like, okay, mom doesn't love it, but she's supporting you. She said she would support you. Did I miss that? Like, the mom wasn't thrilled, but mom never said, get out of my home. I hate you. You're gross. Like, never speak to me again. Well, mom was like, I don't agree, but I'm here for you.
No, she was saying, she says it's fine if you want to be friends with Angelica, but keep her out of your bed. I mean, I'm sorry, friends with Shanae. It's fine if you want to be mm-hmm. friends with Shanae, but keep her out of your bed. Now, I don't know if she was referring to, I think she was just referring to Matt. Like, don't let her sleep with Matt.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I think she's still pretty disapproving.
Mom?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, but I don't think mom was.
I think there was something, I'm going to disown you or anything.
Yeah. But. I mean, I got the sense that mom, and I don't know. I don't know what mom's like when she's not on camera. Maybe this was the best that mom has ever been. And so things are really, if this is the best mom's been with this, then okay, I give it to you because it wasn't great. But I don't know. I just didn't see, she made her mom out to be such this villain. And I was just kind of like, I don't know if she's this, or the, you know, the family, they just didn't seem to be. I mean, I think their concerns and their questions were pretty normal. So I don't know, but if maybe mom means, because this has been the speculation, is do Shanae and Angelica have a romantic relationship? And so I could see if mom was saying to her, like, you can be friends with Shanae, but just don't, she cannot, you know, don't have a romantic relationship with her. Okay. I'm with you. I'm with you, Angelica.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Anywho.
I don't know. Who knows? I don't really care.
Yeah. So
people are so boring.
Angelica and Shanae are still friends, and Matt is dating a new woman. And yet again, this tells you it is a man's world, because this motherfucker just found someone else. Mr. Boring. Mr. Yeah. You know, Mr. Like, let's get a hotel room and pizza. You know, him. He's dating someone new.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll see him next season with their.
Oh, God, hope not.
Their new person.
Yeah.
Okay. So then let's do the Davises.
Yes.
You know, they're still packing up Teresa's stuff. Teresa texted Nick saying that this relationship isn't the right place for her. And it's like, well, no, duh.
Yeah.
She's finally got the message. And I think Nick says there's been 8 or 9 months of turmoil, and he's glad that Teresa's leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah, they're being very nice about it, you know. Mm-hmm. These people are just such nice people, you know. They really are. Like, you know, Nick has never done anything. I mean, sometimes he's a little kooky, but like he's never done anything really that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
like, I take consenting adults.
I take Nick over Garrick.
Oh, yeah.
Any day of the week.
People.
I would take him over Matt.
Yeah.
No, I do Nick like Reese, though.
Yeah, I like Reese. But Nick is, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got his own philosophies of life. And he's got his own theories. But listen, no, he is not about hurting anyone. And I think that I thought we were going to pick up right where we left off, and then to see the three of them in the garage packing up our boxes, I was like, oh, whoa, we've okay, this is happening.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think she maybe had been gone for a few days, like maybe went to stay somewhere else and
cool down.
And, you know, she knows it's over. She understands that the writing's on the wall, and then she's coming back for her stuff.
Yeah. Well, but April was saying that she's found that, you know, in the past that Teresa hasn't been able to take ownership of her bad actions. Basically, she hasn't been willing to admit that, you know, this is on you. You're creating these problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wasn't sure about how she was going to be. And I think that's the other one too. I think Teresa came in very contrite, very mm-hmm. apologetic, very much owning everything in a very kind way, which is also why I think they were so kind to her. I don't know if they would have been direct, but I don't know how kind they would have been if she came back and started pointing the finger at them.
Yeah, no, she's been, since the beginning of the season, she has been very contrite. She said, I have these, you know, I have low self-esteem. I have, mm-hmm. you know, this, she has things that happened to her in her life that have contributed to this. She's been very open and honest about that. She's not like pointing the fingers at them. And so she arrives and God, she is tall. She must
she
be
is
like
really tall.
Four. I mean, she just like towers over Nick. I mean, Nick's not a tall guy, but he's not like short. I mean, he's kind of average.
I don't know. I think Nick is like 5'6", 5'7".
Okay.
And I think she's probably 5'10", 5'11".
Oh, I think she's like 6 feet.
Hmm.
I don't know. She seems very tall. But anyway, you know, they hug. That's where you see mm-hmm. how tall she is. She says she feels stupid. And they all hug her.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being very compassionate. You know, they're safe people. Nick is Nick is a safe man, you know, mm-hmm. which is hard to find sometimes. You know, they're not mad at her. And again, she goes directly to, she doesn't feel like she deserves their love. She says Nick is her best friend. And
yeah,
they're just
I thought that
hugging.
Was weird.
And April says, you're worthy of true, genuine love. And Nick says he appreciates her taking accountability. And so because of that, you know, they can remain friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Teresa yeah. says she's on a journey to self-love.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm here for your journey, Teresa. We, you know, you deserve it.
Yeah.
You do. You just can't put it on other people. You got to fix this. You and
right.
you alone.
Yeah. Yeah, no one else can do it for you, yeah. unfortunately.
And again, I thought this was it. This is the end of the services. But no, because this is April's son, right?
Yeah.
William is going to the prom, senior prom. And
yeah.
the one thing that I was like, oh my God, Jenny looks like she is about to
pop. I know. She's
so I think there's a bit of like, there's obviously a lull between the end of Teresa and the time and senior prom, maybe because she really, like she was big before, like, but this time you saw her, it looked like she could give birth at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they all say that they're enjoying the house being back to normal and things have gotten settled down and they're enjoying their lives again. And, you know, hey, not everyone can be Voltron. Not everyone can be a part of this.
Yes.
Only certain
very
people
special,
can.
Special person.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're going to focus on the new baby who's coming. But they're going to continue seeking.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
Did you see when William and Vera, they fist bumped?
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
It's very
and Vera
cute.
Puts her fist out.
Yeah, so then at the end, when we get the recap, the baby was born mm-hmm. May 28th,
Charlene.
Charlene Vontez Davis. And they also say Teresa has tried several times to rekindle things with Nick.
I can believe that. I can believe that. And listen, Nick is doing her an amazing favor by saying no.
Yeah.
Like she's relapsing a little bit. She's and him, instead of him being like, yeah, sure, come back, which a lot of people could do or a lot of men would do. She, you know, just to avoid the conflict or, oh, I can have sex with this person, you know, or whatever mm-hmm. to go. No, like, don't do that. That isn't going to work.
Yeah. Well, and April and Jen wouldn't allow that anyway. But they have been talking to a new woman.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman is actually friends with Teresa.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to go.
I still think Aurora is not a big place. And Denver, you know, it's outside of Denver. And Denver's not, you know, it's a major city. But I think that this poly community, I think, is probably pretty small. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not surprised that, like, yeah, she probably knows Teresa too. Like, I think these are the people that they're interacting with. So,
yeah, true.
Anywho, but yeah, so this is where we get the title from, Defenders of the Universe. So that's what I guess Nick, Jen, and April are defenders. They're Voltron and they're defenders of the universe. I don't quite understand this metaphor, but
yeah, okay. I don't know.
I don't understand the Voltron
over
stuff
my
at all.
Head.
Anywho.
Okay, so then we have the Williamsons, who, oh gosh, I saw a TikTok or something with them the other night, and they were doing some Taylor Swift, you know, TikTok dance in their kitchen, and it wasn't pretty. It was weird.
Do people, so anyway, is it just me? Can we, because I actually, over this weekend, I binge watched, don't ask me why, season 3 of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Mm-hmm. And these TikTok dances, I'm so like, are there people out there that are really loving? People must love TikTok dances. They must love to watch people lip sync to songs that have some sort of secret double meaning in their own lives.
It's so bizarre. Or just what's trending. Like if a certain song and dance is trending, then everyone wants to weigh in on their version of it. It's a whole mentality I know nothing about.
Yes. Well, and the other thing too is I noticed, I'm like, how are these people getting all this camera work? So apparently you can get these magnets now or something that allow you to film, like you put it in the back of your phone. Because this is what I saw. Like these Mormon wives, they are just taking their phone and like sticking it on a window. Like not the sill, like the middle of the window and doing a dance. And then, okay, cut again, doing a dance, cut again. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I can barely use my phone for its intended purposes, let alone like making videos.
Yeah. It's an interesting way to make a living. Okay.
So they're at this property, which is, I guess it's like down the road from where their house is, some property that's been in Billie Jean's family for years. And this is where they want to have their sister wife compound, I guess. So they're there to plant a garden and scope out where they're going to build what on this sister wife compound. And they decide they only want one sister wife. Because that's all Reese can handle. And, you know, he's like, oh, you sure you're not going to be jealous? Of, you know, and she's like, well, that's why I want separate houses, you know, so I don't have to see or hear what's going on over there. And I guess they haven't seen Randy in a few weeks because she just started a new job.
Yes.
Sure, Jan. But,
Reese tells us he's been keeping it PG-13.
Oh, good. Good.
Oh, thank God. Phew. I was so worried, Reese, about you. Yes. I'm like, PG-13. This is probably G. He's keeping it G rated.
Yes. I don't even think they've kissed or anything. I mean,
no.
So I don't know. And then as we know, she's pregnant right now. And yeah, I don't think this is ever going to come to fruition.
No. Because Reese says it. He's worried about Billie Jean's jealousy. But Billie Jean, like, he said this. He said, she was so confident in the beginning, she made me confident. And then we got into it and, you know, she's now, and I swear, I don't think Billie Jean's the kind of person that will admit I was wrong. I was really, really wrong. Mm-hmm. I thought I could handle it, but I can't. So instead, she keeps coming up with things with like, we need to communicate, you know, just as long as I'm able to communicate my feelings and all of this stuff. It's like, no, that is not, I would have a lot more respect for you, Billie Jean, if you just owned up to the fact that like, oh no, I was being too cavalier. I thought I would be okay with it. Not okay. We're going back to IVF.
Right.
Peace out. You know, that I would be like, good. Okay. That's, thank you. But this having to kind of lie, to keep lying to us and keep pretending right. like you're really going to do this now that you've, you, this man's been, was on two dates with a woman. You couldn't handle it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, just the whole thing of coming on the show, you know, yeah. it's like, what were you thinking? But yeah. So then in the recap, they say that they did IVF and I guess Randy is out of the picture,
mm-hmm.
but they're still seeking.
It's which like, okay. I don't believe.
I don't believe that either.
Because now you have three young kids. You've got like twins that are what, two? And you have a newborn?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. It's a lot.
You don't have time for seeking. Yes. And also, I mean, the property that they have, it's an acre, which is, you know, acres a lot, but the house that they do have on that property, I mean, they're going to have to, it's like this dream that she has. I'm like, yeah, you're not as close as you think you are. Like, you're going to have to come up with the money to build two homes yeah. or expand that one home. Cause that one home is like a double wide trailer. It's just like this long track, you know, house.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then you want a garden and you want this, and then you guys are all going to be raising these children. I mean, I just don't think Billie Jean's really thought this through. At all.
No. No. And they don't even seem like the type of people who would even think of going on a show like this. It's very strange.
Yeah.
All okay. Right. So now to top it off, we have the worst people. No, I shouldn't say that.
I really put this on Garrick.
Garrick,
he's the awful person
in the world.
Danielle is just holding on by a thread.
A thread.
Because it was interesting because when the episode started, we go back to where we were last time where Lorena, you know, thinks she might be pregnant. We see Danielle outside this bathroom. And Lorena, of course, is peeing on the stick and they're waiting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think I have this new theory, which is I think that Danielle uses the word sister so much
mm-hmm.
because it's the only way she can accept. Like if I call her my sister, if I feel like she is my sister, I'm not being cheated on.
Right.
Right in front of my face.
Right. Yeah. She calls her sister incessantly.
Yeah. And I think she has to.
Yeah.
She has to. If she doesn't,
also it's the only one of the only English words that Lorena knows too. So
yeah, yeah. I just think that Danielle needs it. Mm-hmm. Danielle needs to say it over and over again. So surprise, surprise, Lorena is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't think she would get pregnant so quickly. So it really feels like if we do the math, well, actually, no. She got there 90 days before October. So it was about a year. Yeah. Like, so that was July. So she got out there in July. And then by the next July, she had the baby.
Yeah. That's fast. It's a lot.
Yeah. Psych Legal Pop will be back after these messages.
Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Hannah Berner from Giggly Squad. Have you ever put on a bra that makes you feel like a goddess? Prepare to be obsessed with the Dream Angels Wicked Bra from Victoria's Secret, the iconic brand behind the world's most comfortable bras. And I only wear the most comfortable bras. The bestseller features an innovative sling for perfect lift without padding, and the fit is chef's kiss. Awaken your inner goddess with new colors and super femme lace embroidery. Find out why this bra has thousands of five-star reviews and counting. Shop it in stores and online at victoriassecret.com.
Yeah. So they have this idea to send a package to Garrick off in Wisconsin or wherever he is, mm-hmm. with a balloon that says congratulations or something and the pregnancy test.
Yes.
And some baby booties.
Mm-hmm.
And Garrick opens the package and he's, you know, sees the pregnancy test. He says, "This Lorena?" Question mark. Positive? Me? Emotional? You know, because this is how they talk to her.
Well, when, at first he's wearing these kinds of glasses, these 70s glasses with tinted frames. Mm-hmm. Like he just got back from the club or something. And he's like, "Hey, what's up? What is this?" And he seems so confused. And yeah.
Yeah. Me emotional. and then someone says, "Leia will have a buddy." And then he said, I think he said that. And then he said, "You guys will raise the kids together."
Mm-hmm.
"I've always dreamed of all this." Oh, God. And then yeah. he says, he's not surprised when two childbearing women are saved, God uses that to change a woman's heart and perfect her.
Yeah, it's through childbearing. It's through childbearing that women are saved. That, okay. So, because childbearing, according to Garrick, helps change a woman's heart and perfect her. So basically, a woman's not really a woman. She's not a quote-unquote good woman unless she gives birth. Or unless she has a baby. Unless she has a family. Which is beyond misogynistic and bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Well, that's his whole... Ugh. His whole life philosophy is just misogyny. I mean...
Yeah.
He's the worst.
But yeah. So then so we thank God you and I both have children.
Yeah,
we both been saved.
Saved.
You're saved.
So then they have this god awful gender reveal party.
Yeah, and this the idea of how they were going to do it is so weird and kind it was of bizarre. Like
yeah. they put the either you know pink or blue dye at the bottom of one of the cupcakes.
Yes.
So you have to keep eating, biting into the cupcake till you find the one.
And I think I could see that being like kind of fun for the little kids a bit,
mm-hmm.
but the cupcakes themselves had blue frosting and pink frosting. And so I think it was very confusing for people.
Yeah. Like what is this? Yeah. There's already blue on this. So what does that mean?
Yes. And they looked very dry. Those cupcakes looked,
they were made by Jeremiah. I believe. And you know, it was kind of jarring to see him because you forget mm-hmm. that we don't see them much. And we forget that there's these two young men
mm-hmm.
who are living in this house and witnessing all of this. And I'm sure Garrick is indoctrinating them all the time and teaching him the misogyny ways.
Yes. You know? Yes.
And I'm worried for them, you know?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. There. I have a little more faith in them. I feel like they might.
Because they've witnessed.
Climb the way out.
Yeah, and they've witnessed their mom suffering.
Mm-hmm.
They've been there when she's been crying at night with her glass of wine mm-hmm. and, you know, sad and all of it. They've been through, they had to film her after Roberta broke up with them and Danielle was screaming, you know, mm-hmm. my sister. I mean, she has, there's just no boundaries here.
Yeah. And why is Jeremiah spelled with a G? That just bugs the shit out of me. And you know why? Because Garrick's name starts with a G. I'm like, I bet you anything he needed it to be a G.
Mm-hmm.
And just name the kid Gary. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Oh, but he's the guy. We have to have biblical names.
Oh, there's no G biblical names?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
All right. I guess Jeremiah is probably just lucky he's not Garrick Jr.
Yeah.
Well,
and you know what? I hate this whole party, the way that they speak to Lorena. So they speak English to her in using a weird accent
mm-hmm.
and broken English.
Yes.
And like, that's supposed to help her understand the words. It's just, it drives me nuts. It's just so condescending. It's like, you think if you talk in broken English in a weird accent that's what?
Yeah.
It's
not helping. Yeah. I mean, it's not helping
English.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's not going to help her learn English or be able to speak in proper sentences.
No.
If she is always, if you are eliminating all the other words and just using the main, the thing that, because you know what it is? It's like, I want to get my message across to you as quickly as I can because I don't give a shit about you. Mm-hmm. I just care about what I'm saying or I just want what I want. So yeah, this party looked like, ugh.
It looks awful.
But God, so it was, the big debate was, is it a boy? Is it a girl? Blah, blah, blah. God told Garrick it's going to be a girl.
Of course.
And I was just like, when did you film this? When the fuck did you film this?
Right after they found the cupcake. He said, you know what?
God told I knew. Me. I was in the garage.
I was in the garage. And God told me.
Yeah. It's going to be a girl. And it is. See?
Wow. See?
Or because I think Jeremiah, who was running this, he knew the sex of the baby. I think Derek just kind of cornered him one day and was like, just tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Okay.
Yes. So it only took, and I was a little surprised it only took 3 cupcakes. Because I'm like, oh, God damn it. How many cupcakes are these kids going to have to go through to figure it out? And even the kid bit into the cupcake, he couldn't figure it out. Mm-hmm. It was only someone else who was like, wait a second.
You know? I see something pink in there. Yeah.
But it is, it's a girl. And this is a very special day because it's also the 5-year anniversary of Garrick and Danielle's divorce. Weirdos. I mean, what the fuck? Like, really? You want to celebrate this?
Well, made this all possible.
I know, because that's what Garrick's telling her. This is an important day. We need to celebrate it because it was through your sacrifice that we were able to live God's will.
Yeah, we got to keep Danielle placated here. She says that it feels more real. A human baby. We're connected forever. It's like, oh, you're only getting this now? Like, oh, God. So then they're just sitting on the couch together, and Garrick says that they're still seeking a third wife, and Lorena looks pissed. You know, she gets this look on her face. She's kind of rolling her eyes, and then she speaks up for herself.
Yeah.
And she says she's not comfortable with him doing this right now because she just got here.
Yes. We've barely been married. I mean, I understand her feeling, which is like, we just got married. We haven't even had a chance to be husband and wife. And now we have this baby. And that's like, we already had a complicated situation. Mm-hmm. And now it's even more complicated. And all she wanted was for him to just slow it down. Like, she wasn't saying never, ever, ever, but can I have a year or two?
Yeah.
You know, to settle, maybe learn the language, maybe feel more settled here. And then I think I can take this on.
Spend time with him, have time with him alone.
Yeah.
You know, more time with him.
But here's the thing. That's not God's plan.
No.
That is not God's plan. God is in control. And, you know, you have to keep an open mind and heart because we could find someone new tomorrow. Or in 3 months. I'm like, 3 months? Tomorrow or 3 months? Like, this is how quickly he wants this to happen. I was thinking he'd be like, tomorrow or maybe a year or two from now. I was like, okay, I think I'm going to go with that. You know, I was sort of semi, but then he said 3 months.
Or tomorrow.
Or tomorrow, which means, I think that means I've been on the apps. I'm on the apps.
He's already.
And I'm swiping. Lorena's pregnant. Swipe, 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 swipe.
Yeah.
I think he's been swiping.
Yeah. And then he lays out
his plan.
The best option, he said, would be if we're seeking a woman from another country, because of course it has to be, so he can have more power and control over her, would be for Danielle to marry her, because we don't know how long it would take for me and Lorena to get divorced. So I could, so that I could take another wife. And Danielle's like, what? She's like,
that was news to Danielle.
Yeah. She's like, I wasn't aware of that. And then Garrick explains that, well, she might get a green card sooner rather than later, but he's saying it would be 5 to 10 years until she could become a citizen. I don't know about that. I don't think that's necessarily true. And she has to be a citizen because when he divorces her,
yes,
she needs to be able to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll divorce her and then go find another Brazilian. But in the meantime, we can't waste all those years.
No, we cannot waste that time.
No.
We cannot possibly waste that time and just be here, the three of us, with these four kids that we now have.
Yeah. Now he's telling Danielle, who is a religious heterosexual woman,
mm-hmm,
that she's going to have to do a fake marriage,
mm-hmm,
with a woman and have this person come to the United States and do that whole farce. And mm-hmm, he's admitting on television once again that he's committing immigration fraud.
Yeah, that was the other thing too, is this guy is doing a bunch of shady stuff. We saw the mm-hmm divorce, right? Like, how is that? Right. How is any of this? I guess ICE has other things going on because they're not
other priorities.
Yeah, they're not watching Seeking Sister Wife, because why he has not gotten in trouble.
I know.
And the other thing that he's not mentioning is, and you've said this, like, but I guess Danielle can get a 90-day visa. That's the other part of it too, is he can't get another 90-day
right,
visa.
He can't get any more.
So he has to use Danielle to get that. Yeah. And that's the other thing too, which is I think that, I bet you anything, Garrick told Danielle, Brazil's the first country. We're just going to get someone from Brazil. But once we get someone from Brazil, we won't go outside of the country anymore. We just mm-hmm won't do that. And I think that that was, again, I think Danielle was shocked by, I think they're both shocked by the timeline, but I think they're both shocked that you are already, you're just swiping. You haven't mm-hmm even met anybody yet. And you're already assuming this person is going to be from another country, which makes me think you're only swiping dating apps in other countries. You're not swiping.
Right. You're not here in Match.com USA no or whatever. You know, it's like,
no, it is set to Brazil.
Yes. And I wonder if like, you know, this whole like polygamy thing, if maybe he's on a polygamy app.
Yeah, it's got to be like a seeking arrangements or something. It's got to be an alternative app.
How it all works, but yeah, and the look on Danielle's face was such hurt.
It was such, yeah.
It was palpable. I mean, it was just like, she was blindsided by this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she already knew about this plan, you know, to get Lorena, mm-hmm, you know, legal protection, and then he could divorce her to marry someone else. That's what he told her.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's changing his tune. And this is the first she's heard of this, that she's expected to do this.
Because I think that Garrick sold this to her by telling her, you know, we're in this together. It's you and I. We're starting the family. The foundation is us. And mm-hmm, yeah, we will be in agreement. And then for her to hear like, oh, crap, you've been making plans. Like, mm-hmm, I'm not part of this with you. This is, you know, this isn't about me at all. Like, you're using me. You just keep mm-hmm using me to kind of further whatever you want, whatever the next thing is.
Yeah.
And when Danielle got up and she gets up and leaves, I was like, good, just walk the fuck out.
Yeah.
Run. You're divorced from him. Run. Take your kids and go.
Yeah. She walks off and he's just sitting there and he says, well, it's God's way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot, but it's expected.
Yeah.
Okay. Did God also tell you that when he was telling you about the girl, baby? I mean, what?
Oh, yeah.
God talks to him a lot.
See? Yes, a lot. A lot. And it's interesting, too, because God isn't quite always consistent. Sometimes God changes his mind, her mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Like this new idea with, you know, Danielle having to marry somebody. So in their recap, they say that, you know, Lorena had her baby, Sarah, July 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And that Danielle is uneasy about marrying the next sister wife. But they're still seeking, despite Lorena's apprehension. So he doesn't give a fuck what these women want.
He doesn't.
Yeah. They're just going full steam ahead.
He doesn't.
And then we get a little recap news from Danny and Yessel.
Oh, yeah.
Having a vow renewal next year.
Yeah. I was like, oh, God, are they okay. Are they somewhere where they're going to be? He's like, I've met another woman. Like he was going to bust out. And I was like, oh, a vow renewal. Okay, nice.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we'll ever see them again, but this Merrifield stuff. Well, I mean, I don't know. Like TLC is going to have to decide if they're going to keep him on this show. You know, if he's, I mean, I know you're innocent until proven guilty, but I believe women and,
yeah. And I can believe, I mean, we've seen the foundation of this.
Yeah.
We've seen the foundation of his misogyny, his, you know, his, you know, me, crepola. I find it hard to believe that Lorena is going to get authorities involved unless it was really bad.
Yeah. She was obviously very scared.
Yeah.
And frightened to do that because I'm sure she's not familiar with this country, the laws, what she doesn't know what's going to happen if she calls the police. That's taking a big risk.
Well, and all you need to do is get on social media or the news. And there are, I see ICE videos every single day.
Yeah.
Of what they're doing and being pulled out and being sent to a country that you've never been to before. You know, yeah, they may send you to El Salvador. They may send you somewhere you've never been. Like, that is very, very scary. Yeah.
And she has a baby.
Yes.
She's a little baby.
Teeny tiny little baby. That's it's still breastfeeding, I'm sure. I mean, all of those things. And yeah, no money. And I bet you anything Garrett controls all the money, which is also why I think Danielle doesn't go. I think he controls everything. And again, that is why I believe that I think Garrick's family, even though they disowned him, I still think that there's some sort of foundation there of money, of a trust fund, couple, you know, and I think that Garrick's trust fund money is something that sort of allows her brother to have this business, provides a nice life for them, provides a nice life for her.
Yeah. So look, Danielle's not going anywhere. I don't think he should be back on this show. I don't think he should be allowed to, you know, spread his bullshit, misogyny any longer. You know, he needs to go to jail. And I just hope that Lorena is safe somewhere.
Yeah.
I feel really badly for her.
And that also tells you how much getting to this country means to people. Like, be grateful to be here. I mean, just... Yeah, the risks that some of these the women and the men take, leaving your home country, moving. I mean, you don't know what you're walking.
People walk here from like South America, Central America. They walk to the United States. I mean, how bad does life? I mean, how bad life must be to be willing to do that, to take whatever you can carry with you. And walk to the United States with your children. I mean,
yes.
And you know what? These people work so hard. They add so much to our, I'm going to get all political here, but you know, immigrants, this is a country of immigrants. It's founded on,
we're all immigrants.
We're all immigrants. Unless you're Native American and you know, your ancestors were born here, and there's room for everybody.
Yes.
There's enough opportunity for everybody. Immigrants add so much to the economy, to the culture. I mean, just look at how much, I mean, especially here in California, like the influence of people who come from Mexico and Central America and South America, it's just part of our culture. You know, they've been here longer than a lot of California used to be part of Mexico. Half of the state was Mexico, belonged to Mexico, and we took it. So anyway, that's my little rant. And how dare Derek or Garrick threaten to call ICE. What a motherfucker.
Well, I don't know. You know, I watch my Chomo videos. This is how they treat child molesters in prison. Now, the other rule is hurting women. Like hurting children is the abusing and hurting children is the worst. Mm-hmm. Then it's abusing women. And I do wonder, like, I wonder how Garrick's going to do. Because they target these guys. But I don't think Garrick's going to be there long enough. He's not going to go to any prison. Sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but, he's only being charged with a misdemeanor. So,
oh, okay. So he's not even going to do any time.
He might do a little bit. I mean, I hope he gets sentenced to something. He should have to do, I think he should have to do a whole year, but he should have to do something, you know, if he's convicted or if he pleads guilty, he should have to do some time, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's it for season 6.
Yeah.
This show, my goodness. So thanks for joining us. If you enjoy our shows, our free shows, and you want more of us, we do have a Patreon. And on the Patreon, we do one bonus episode every week. And we talk about our personal lives more. We talk about hot topics, popular culture, stories, whatever's in the news, whatever's going on. You get all of the free episodes ad-free. And then we have a higher tier where you can also get once a month a bonus episode that's a true crime bonus episode just for Patreon. This week's bonus, or this month's bonus episode just came out, is about Eileen Wuornos. And then we also do a monthly Ask Us Anything. And we are on all the social media platforms, Psych Legal Pop Podcast. We're on YouTube. So again, if you want to support the podcast, you can subscribe to the podcast, to the YouTube channel. You can leave a 5-star review. That's always very helpful. I think that about covers it.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Hannah Berner from Giggly Squad. Have you ever put on a bra that makes you feel like a goddess? Prepare to be obsessed with the Dream Angels Wicked Bra from Victoria's Secret, the iconic brand behind the world's most comfortable bras. And I only wear the most comfortable bras. The bestseller features an innovative sling for perfect lift without padding. And the fit is chef's kiss. Awaken your inner goddess with new colors and super femme lace embroidery. Find out why this bra has thousands of 5-star reviews and counting. Shop it in stores and online at victoriasecret.com.
Howdy, howdy, ho, and welcome to Fantasy Fan Fellas. I'm Hayden, producer of the Fantasy Fangirls podcast and your resident lover of all things Sanderson.
And I'm Steven, your bookish internet goofball, but you can call me the Smash Daddy.
And we are currently deep diving Brandon Sanderson's fantasy epic, Mistborn. But here's the catch. Steven here has not read Mistborn before.
That's right, hey. So each week, you'll get my unfiltered, raw reactions to every single chapter.
And along the way, we'll do character deep dives, magic explainers, and Steven will even try to guess what's next. Spoiler alert, he'll be wrong.
Newsflash, I'm never wrong. Episodes come out every Wednesday, and you can find Fantasy Fan Fellows wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
This season on The Dream.
Supplies are being provided by nurses who run out in the middle of the night and purchase diapers. But the hospital is still charging as if they still have these items.
We are digging into every topic we've ever wanted to cover on this show.
It's a spinning plate analogy. The second that you stop spinning those plates, that crashes. So you can never stop working.
The Dream Season 4 comes at you weekly starting Monday, January 20th.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This Mother's Day, give her something she'll truly use and absolutely love. Minky Couture blankets are the perfect mix of beauty, comfort, and luxury. From elegant neutrals to spring florals, there's a style just for her. Say thank you with softness that lasts far beyond the day. She deserves it. MinkyCouture.com, the original best blanket ever.